Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brian here from Full Body Athletics, but most importantly, Upgrade Mentality. And today is episode 24, and it has everything to do with muscle, muscle mass, and how to get it.
One, two, three, four.
So one of the most important questions I always get as a personal trainer and just a fitness enthusiast is, Brian, how do I gain muscle mass for men, for women? How do I tone up? So this question is a question that always comes back to the front, guys. And today we're going to debunk this. This question is a question that in reality, I can take 3 hours to answer it, but it's so big that I'll do this in two podcasts, okay, or two podcast episodes. So today's first podcast is going to be the first part, and soon enough, I'll do the second part. So what is muscle mass? How do you gain it? This is one of the questions that so many people have for me as a business owner, as a gym owner, but most especially as a personal trainer, right? So one of the most important things to understand that when you gain muscle, it's a full process, guys. It's not just one thing. It's not just lifting weights at the gym, right? It has so much more to do with just lifting weights, guys. Even though lifting weights is obviously an important part of it, it's so much deeper than that, okay? So ever since I've been a trainer, I've been in a journey to understand how to gain muscle mass the right way. I've been training now for over 18 years, guys, and if you look at my body, I don't have any stretch marks on my body, and the reason why is because I've grown significantly in small steps throughout 18 years of training. Now, my muscle mass has matured, okay? It doesn't take me as much to work on it in order to gain, but you must start somewhere. So all this experience has been obviously an enlightening experience after 18 years filled with trials, errors, and triumphs. I've learned that building muscle is much more than just lifting weights. It's an integrated process that involves a holistic approach to health and fitness. My objective today is to share the knowledge with those who are in a similar path. Whether you're just starting out, looking to refine your approach, gaining muscle mass can be a rewarding yet challenging endeavor. The key is to correctly for maximum results and to maintain those long-term goals, okay? So in this article, or this podcast, should I say, I'll walk you through the ins and outs of muscle development, the science that underpins it, the steps for optimal growth, and the pitfalls to avoid. By the end of today's podcast, you'll have a comprehensive first part blueprint of how to gain muscle mass the right way. So understanding muscle mass. What is muscle mass? So muscle mass refers to the amount of muscle tissue in the body. It's composed of two different muscle fibers. You got the slow twitch type 1 and the fast twitch type 2. Slow twitch muscle fibers are endurance oriented and support activities like long distance running, while fast twitch muscle fibers are associated with power and strength such as Olympic weightlifting, football, or even ice hockey. So when it comes to training, guys, okay, depending on what kind of results do you want, right? If your goal is to have more endurance, well, this is what we would call type 1 type training, okay? So in the sense that we're working on the type 1 muscle fiber training where we want, well, the goal here is to make you more endurant. If you say, I want to gain muscle mass, okay, and I want to be very explosive, in that case, as a trainer, I would train you into very explosive movements, okay? However, in everybody's body, everybody has both type A muscle fibers and type 2 muscle fibers. So type 1 and type 2 muscle fibers, okay? So how do muscles actually grow? Muscle growth or hypertrophy occurs when the fibers in the muscles sustain micro tears during intense exercises. The body repairs these tiny tears, and in doing so, it builds the muscles back stronger and larger than before. This is why proper recovery is as crucial as the workout itself. What is the role of genetics? A lot of people say, Brian, I can't look like he or she. I don't have the good genetics, okay? Yes, in certain sense, it can be true, but in other sense, it cannot be true. What is actually the role of genetics? Genetics, they obviously play a role in one's ability to gain muscle mass. Some individuals may find it easier to build and retain muscle due to genetic factors such as muscle fiber type distribution, like I mentioned before, type 1, type 2, hormone levels, and the body's response to training and nutrition. Okay, so yes, genetic factors are important. Yes, for certain different reasons, like how your body absorbs certain elements, how your body recovers from muscle training. However, I will say from personal experience, okay, yes, genetics play a role, okay, but in general, okay, with adequate nutrition, with proper training, okay, anybody can pack on muscle, okay? It's really, really depends on doing things that are good for you. So, what are the benefits of muscle mass? Number one, it's about health, right? So increased muscle mass can lead to improved metabolism, right? The more you train, the more muscle you have, the more you can eat. Your metabolism is going to be burning more calories. Number two, better insulin sensitivity, right? So by controlling insulin, okay, you can control your weight, right? So if you have better insulin control, you can manage your weight more properly and you can stay away from diabetes. And number three, reduce risk of injury, okay? Strong muscles support the skeletal system, improve structure, and enhances overall physical performance. Approaching muscle gain with the right mindset techniques is vital for long-term success. Okay, quick fixes and shortcuts may lead to temporary gains, but they often result in injuries or burnout. Sustainable muscle growth is achieved through consistent, measured effort and sound practices. So like I mentioned before, guys, I've been training now for over 18 years. When you look at me, you know I train, right? You can see, right? When somebody's been training for a long time, it's noticeable, right? So people tell me, oh, Brian, you know, I want to have a body like yours. I always tell them, are you ready to put 18 years of work? Oh my God, 18 years, that's all? Yes, that's how long I've been training for, right? And if you look at most people, even those that are genetically gifted, the common trait that they have is that they're all putting in the work, either inside the gym or outside the gym with proper nutrition, okay? So when it comes into training and to gaining muscle mass, don't think about short-term gains. Think about long-term success, okay? Training consistently 3 to 4 times a week, eating foods that are natural to the earth, and training functionally will get you there. So what are the psychological advantages of being more fit or gaining more muscle mass? So number one, the discipline and dedication, okay? Because when you're training, gaining muscle mass, you need to be disciplined and dedicated, okay? So for you, in order for you to gain proper muscle mass, you have to be dedicated and disciplined. So that will increase as you're trying to put on muscle mass because you have to be both consistent in the gym, like I mentioned before, but also out the gym. Number two, it instills a sense of accomplishment and can even boost your self-esteem. If you're like more of a scrawny kid, a skinny kid, right, or a skinny girl, and you put on 5 to 10 pounds of muscle mass after 1 or 2 years, it shows in your clothes, right? It's going to make you more confident, right? If you're more, you know, you have a bit more fat composition and you start losing that fat and getting more muscle, you're going to be more confident, guys. All right? And not only that, what's really cool about confidence is that normally when you start putting on muscle in your body, okay, and you start feeling good about yourself, it's going to spread out in all areas of your life. So what is this actual science behind muscle mass? So the building muscle mass is a formula of two systems. So you have the anabolic system and you have the catabolic system. So the anabolic, and both systems are energy, guys, okay? So energy stored in the muscle. So the anabolic system is a set of metabolic pathways that synthesizes larger molecules from smaller ones. Hence, when you think about anabolic, think about training, right? Using the source of energy that we need in order to train. Catabolic, on the other hand, is a set of metabolic pathways that can break large molecules into smaller ones, but also provide the anabolic system with enough energy. So when you think about catabolic, you think about rest and nutrition. Anabolic, train, catabolic, rest, and nutrition, like I mentioned before, okay? the catabolic system, okay, is going to provide the anabolic system, okay, with the energy and the supply, okay? So the anabolic system needs that energy in order to maximize gains, in order to push off heavy weights at the gym. And the catabolic system is a system where in order to maximize, you need to both rest and eat foods, okay? That's why I mentioned before, if you train every day until you become blue, but you don't get enough rest and you don't get enough food in your system, well, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have improper results. You're not going to be able to maximize results, because if you want to gain muscle mass, you need to rest and you need to eat foods. So, like I mentioned before, the body is consistently in the flux between anabolic building up and catabolic breaking down processes. For muscle mass to increase, the anabolic processes driven by hormones like testosterone and human growth hormone must outpace the catabolic ones. Ensuring that the body has the right conditions for growth is essential. The role of protein synthesis. Protein synthesis is the process through which the body repairs and rebuilds muscle fibers. Consuming adequate protein and providing the muscles with the stimulus they need to resistance training are key to enhancing protein synthesis and, by extension, muscle growth. So when you're training, guys, right, what's going on is that your body's muscle tissue is actually breaking down. Okay, the fibers in your muscles are breaking down, right? Well, in order to come back stronger and bigger, it needs to repair itself. And that repairing process is what's going to make it adapt to the stress that you're putting onto it. For example, if I make you train with a barbell and I make you do 10 reps of barbell press at 50 pounds, the next day you might feel sore, right? But what's cool is that the next day you might feel sore, and that soreness is good because it means that your body's going to a repair. When you go to a repair, next time your body's going to be better prepared in order to challenge that stress, or at least to adapt to that stress. Okay, so eating enough protein is super important in order to for recuperation. So what's my general question? I always get that general question, Brian, how much protein do I actually need? So typically as a naturopath, I like to say for if you weigh 200 pounds, if you weigh 200 pounds, to eat half your weight in grams in protein, right? So if you're 200 pounds, you should eat at least 100 grams of protein. That was a good number, okay? Some people believe it's a pound for protein. I think that's a bit too much. Half your weight in protein is good, in pounds. If you're in Europe or in Africa and other parts of the world where you work with kilograms, okay, what you would do is just use a transmittable device from kg to lbs, and from there you divide it by two, okay? Another part that's super important, I keep on mentioning, I mentioned a couple of times now, okay? So the role of protein is important, but also the role of rest and recovery. While it may seem counterintuitive, rest and recovery are when the magic of muscle growth actually happens. Without giving the body time to repair and strengthen the muscle, the efforts in the gym can be rendered futile. Sleep, in particular, is a crucial component of recovery, as is when the body produces the most growth hormone. So getting proper rest and recovery, guys. So a typical split, okay, especially for a beginner, would be one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. That would be a typical 6 day or 7 day cycle, okay? If you're more of an advanced athlete, then you can hold on to many days consecutively training, okay? What you can do instead is that you can go 3 days on, 1 day off, or 4 days on, 1 day off, or 5 days on, 1 day off. You understand? So that's how you do it for that. Okay? So what are the steps, okay, that are needed, guys, in order for you to put on proper muscle, right? So one of the steps for that you need in order to grow, right, or not to put on muscle mass, okay, is number one, start off with a structured plan, okay? A structured workout plan is tailored for your body type, fitness level, and goals, is a foundation for muscle mass, okay? It should include a variety of exercise targeting different muscle groups with emphasis on compound movements and working multiple muscles. Okay? So when you're training, right, you need to have a structured plan, guys. That's one thing that I always mention, especially when I hear people off the street tell me, Brian, I have a hard time putting muscle mass. One of the first questions I always tell them, do you have a coach? And 95% of the time they say no. So if you don't have a coach, are you following a plan? And typically, if the first question is a no, the second one is a no. In order for you to grow, guys, in anything you do in life, you must have first a plan, right? You cannot just get to the gym and be like, oh, today I'm going to do a bit of biceps, a bit of back, a bit of leg. You can't work like that, guys. You have to be a plan. You have to have a plan, okay? So having a coach, having a plan to start off is important. And I would say even for advanced athletes, I've been training for years and they've stalled for years. Getting yourself a coach is super important. One, to keep you accountable. And two, to keep pushing you. Into three, hopefully if he's a good trainer, to keep on structuring new plans for you to continue growing. Okay. Number two, this is more detailed but very important, progressive overload. So progressive overload is a super simple principle that involves gradually increasing the weight, frequency, and intensity of your workouts. This challenges the muscles, forcing them to adapt and grow. Tracking your progress and ensuring that you're consistently pushing your limit is essential, guys. So what is progressive overload? Let's say today's workout you do 20 pounds for 12 curls, for 12 dumbbell curls, right? The next time you train, instead of doing it for 20 pounds, with 20 pounds, I would put 22.5 pounds. That 2.5 pounds difference is actually going to help you grow because it's going to help you pick up heavier weights. And like I mentioned before, in order for you to grow, you need to lift up heavier weights as you go, right? Because in order for your body to keep on growing, it has to adapt to a stress. If you're not causing any stress, your body won't adapt to the stress. And it's like in real life, in order for you to grow in life, you need to put yourselves under stress or else you won't grow, okay? And like I mentioned before, guys, incorporate rest days, okay? So if you're training 3 days on, try to get 1 day off. If you're training 5 days on, try to get a 1 day off. If you're a real beginner, okay, you just started training, 1 day on, 1 day off, 1 day on, 1 day off for a full week split is really, really good, okay? And also, guys, on to mention that start off slow, right? If you're a beginner, don't go to the gym more than 3 times a week, especially if you're a beginner, and especially if you're doing the right types of workouts like functional training or full body training. We'll get more into that later, okay? So what are the mistakes to avoid, guys? Number one, when you're trying to gain muscle mass, overtraining. I see it all the time, especially for the younger athletes, right? They're so promised, they're so happy about it, they start overtraining. And then what happens typically when they start overtraining, right? Like I mentioned before, they don't get enough rest, and that causes the body to not produce enough growth hormone, which doesn't help. Okay? So be careful with that, guys, okay? Be careful with that you guys don't overtrain, guys. Get a rest day, okay? On those days that you're resting, actually try to get as much rest possible, okay? Number two, neglecting nutrition. Another common theme is nutrition, guys. People train at the gym, they try to, you know, they try to do all they can at the gym, but when it comes outside the gym, they're eating poutine. Poutine is a very famous dish here in Canada, but it's very fatty with fries and sauce and gravy and cheese and all that stuff. So like I know clients that they would train here, go home and eat a hamburger and cheese and fries and all that stuff, right? So it's like, it doesn't work like that, guys. In order for you to put proper muscle, you have to make sure that you're eating proper nutrition, okay? Number three, skipping compound exercise. So exercise like lunges, deadlift, squats, barbell shoulder military press. All these exercises are super important for you to gain muscle mass in the right way, guys. If you don't have those exercises dialed in, guys, you will never get your results. Yes, it's good to do things like dumbbell curls and tricep extensions. Don't get me wrong. Okay, in addition to your workouts, but do never skip compound exercise like squats, deadlifts, pull-ups, presses. These exercises are super important for you to grow, and they have to be a part of your program, okay? I've had over 200 amazing results here at the gym since I've started training people, and I will tell you guys, a lot of the programs are as basic as they can come, but focusing, like I mentioned before, on compound exercise, especially for beginners, that's where they have the most results, okay? So what is the importance of nutrition, right? We talked about nutrition before, but let's get in more specifically into macronutrients. So the importance of macronutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, and fats all play a role in muscle growth. Proteins are the building blocks of muscle. Carbohydrates provide the energy needed for workouts, and fats support hormone production and overall health. A balanced intake of these macronutrients is super important. Again, like I mentioned before, protein, okay? Protein intake is especially important and should be prioritized in muscle building diet. Aim for a protein source at every meal and consider supplements like whey protein if you're struggling to meet your requirements through food alone, guys. Okay, if you're scared of not getting enough protein in your meals, right, guys, try to have protein at every meal, right? So if you're scared, you're like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm getting enough protein. A lot of my clients, when I tell them, are you trying to lose weight? Are you eating enough protein? They say yes. Yet then when I ask them, are you eating protein every meal? They say no. And that is super important. In order for you to tone up and to gain muscle mass, you need to have protein in your diet. And an easy way to get it is to every meal to force yourself to have a protein intake. It could be tuna, it could be swordfish, it could be salmon, it could be chicken, it could be beef, it can be lamb, it could be whatever you want. Tempeh, tofu, if you're more vegan, okay? But try to get healthy protein sources. And if you have a hard time getting protein, okay, I suggest you buying whey protein or isolate, okay? Or vegan protein, which not. So that's number one. And that's number three. The importance of protein intake. Number two, hydration and muscle function, okay? Again, hydration is another aspect that's often overlooked. Water is essential for muscle function and recovery. And staying well hydrated can improve workout performance and aid in protein synthesis, okay? So water, we know how important water is. 70% of our body is made out of water. Make sure you're getting enough water because it's going to help you in your workouts. Hence, you're going to be able to push heavier weights, push yourself more at the gym, and get better gains. But also, it's going to help with protein synthesis, so the actually absorption of protein. So what are the different recommended workout routines, okay, as a 18-year-plus veteran like myself? What are the important workout routines? Well, you guys know if you listen to this podcast, I own a gym, a facility here in Montreal, Quebec called Full Body Athletics, okay? And our gym, okay, is called Full Body, so I have to go with a full body workout to start it off. Full body workouts are a great starting point for beginners and advanced athletes. They involve exercises that target all major muscle groups, providing a balanced stimulus that can lead to robust muscle growth. These routines typically require fewer days in the gym, which is ideal for those with busy schedules. Guys, my whole gym is based on full body workouts. I don't believe in isolation workouts to get into shape. That's why a lot of people here that train at the gym train 30 to 45 minutes and they get into crazy shape during our full body routines. So if you're a newbie, start off with full body workouts or even advanced athlete. Number two, split routines. In this split routine, typically you would divide the workout in between two muscles, okay? So if you have more time on yourself and couldn't court maybe 1 hour every day, these involve focusing on specific muscle groups, each workout allowing for one more targeted training and sufficient recovery time for each muscle group between sessions. And number three, HIIT, H-I-I-T, or should I say high intensity interval training, can also be incorporated into a muscle building program. HIIT sessions are short, intense workouts that can help burn fat while preserving muscle mass, leading to a more defined physique. So these are different types of workouts that are needed, okay? And how do we track progress, okay? What kind of progress can we track to make sure that we're going to continue growing in muscle mass? Number one, set measurable goals, guys. Don't go crazy. Don't try to squat 400 pounds after 2 weeks, okay? If you set measurable goals of increasing your squat every second or third month by at least 2 to 5%, you know you're on a good way of trying to get strong and trying to get put on muscle mass, okay? Number two, adjust your plan as needed. If you see that you're not gaining muscle, guys, it's time to change it up. It's time to, you know, change up certain things. If you're doing the same exercise for 6 months with the same tempo, with the same push, same weight, then you have to change it up. Number three, and the most important aspect, the role of consistency. Consistency is the key to maintaining muscle mass. It's not about perfect days. It's about accumulating good days over time. Stick with your regimen, be patient, and the results will follow. So guys, conclusion of all of this, okay, gaining muscle mass the right way is a journey that requires a well thought out plan, dedication, and patience. It's about understanding the science, avoiding common mistakes, prioritizing nutrition, choosing the right workout routines, and tracking your progress. By following today's first part of the blueprint I've laid out, you can maximize your results and achieve the physique you desire. Remember, it's not about just the destination, it's about the process. Embrace the challenge, learn from your experiences, and enjoy the growth you'll see both in and out the gym. Stay committed and stay consistent, and the gains will come. That is all for today's episode 24 podcast. If you're interested in changing your life, if you're interested in working out with the best gym in the world, with the best community in the world, then Full Body Athletics is for you. You can train with us at the gym. Okay, we're located at 922 Cunard in Laval, Canada. If you want to train with us online, we have our Full Body app that you can download in any big time app stores. Okay. And also, if you guys have any questions, okay, or just want to follow us, you can follow us at Full Body Athletics, okay, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, etc. Hope you guys got a lot from this podcast, okay? If you guys have any questions, you can send me an email at fullbodyathletics@gmail.com. Have yourselves a great day. Stay strong, and I'll see you soon. Ciao. 1, 2, 3.